What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Mince tarts, hot cross buns, Easter eggs are all foods tied to Christian traditions, let's be honest. And this is what is getting Murray hot under the collar. Murray has written to say, "My partner likes surprising me with treats. I appreciate this a lot. But last month, she served me hot cross buns for breakfast and she also bought Easter eggs. This is 7 weeks before Easter. The Easter eggs have disappeared from the cupboard and she continues to buy more hot cross buns for weekend breakfasts." Murray goes on to say, "I find myself getting so annoyed about the sale of seasonal treats that hold a certain symbolism only days after the previous festival has finished." He says, "I'm not a devout Christian, but I can't help but feeling deeply cynical about having barely swallowed the Christmas pudding and I'm now munching on hot cross buns. The marketing is overkill," he says. And he goes on to write, "She seems to think it's okay," that's his partner, "to eat seasonal treats all the time. It doesn't make it special, but how can I persuade her otherwise? How do others feel about this?" So what do you think? Is it just too much that this is true? Literally on Boxing Day, one supermarket in Christmas 2018 had hot cross buns. That was on Boxing Day. How do you feel about this? 0418 226 576. Do you support the marketing of these treats well before the event, or are you a stickler for tradition and feel? Should they be reserved for special occasions? With me to chew the fat on this, actor and comedian Nicky Britton and Logie Award-winning comedian Dilruk Javasena. Hello. How are
you? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nicky. Dilruk, I might start with you. How do you feel about eggs landing as soon as Christmas is over?
Look, to be honest, I'm slightly conflicted about this issue because on the one hand, I get Murray's point about tradition and it's sort of what makes those particular items special is the story that comes with those food. It's about the memories that you had around Easter or whether it was Christmas pudding. It's about that gathering around the family. But at the same time, can't help but think that Murray is focusing on the wrong thing, going, he should just reframe it and go, how cool is it that I have a partner that keeps bringing me treats? I would focus on that and see what so much love and enthusiasm is going into that aspect of things and not worry about, you know, definitely it's a marketing ploy by the big corporations, but at the same time, life's too short. Just enjoy the treat.
You're looking at the love at the center of this.
Yeah, I think so. I would focus on that is my point. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but I think give more weight to the idea that, hey, there's a loving partner in my life. How good is that?
Nikki, what's your view?
Yes. I think Murray has found a wonderful woman in his wife. I think she's living her best life. I mean, a little bun on the weekend, it's easy for me to get my head around how much I could enjoy that. I will eat all the buns on all the weekends. I will eat the buns on all the days, to be honest. I understand the symbolism is really important for some people. I was brought up very non-religious, so I'm thrilled that the egg-shaped chocolate has a few more months on the shelves rather than just the regular chocolate in the regular shape for the other 9 months of the year.
Okay.
And
did you ever conduct the symbolism? It's not really symbolism of Christianity. It's more a pagan thing of the Easter egg hunt.
Yes, we did some hunts. We enjoyed the hunts. To be fair, we only did that on Easter weekend or at primary school or something like that. And that is absolutely part of the tradition. But really, I agree with Dil. It is a huge consumer sort of situation. They're just trying to sell a whole lot more stuff and play on all of those ideologies. But at the same time, I mean, why not have one Easter egg hunt? Why not have an Easter egg hunt every day?
Every day
of the year.
But I mean, I think that's Murray's point, is if you have it every day, then why is it special?
Yeah. See, I feel like, look, that is a fair point. That is absolutely a fair point. And it's definitely a sense of the people behind the corporation marketing that's onto it, they are tapping into basically that sense of family, that sense of belonging that we know we'll feel like a slightly, we'll feel it lack straight after Christmas. For example, for me, I go to Sri Lanka every Christmas to see my mum and dad and my brother. And when I come back to Australia, the first few weeks, I'm feeling quite lonely and, you know, missing home.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if I see something that, you know, like hot cross buns or some kind of treat, that's what I feel like they're trying to tap into, is trying to fill the void that we're feeling from the lack of family love with carby treats and chocolate.
Isn't that evil?
100%, but I've never been, I mean, are we surprised that it's evil? Of course not. This is how they've been operating
so
for the last
100. So you already resigned to it?
Correct. We just, but merely understanding it helps me navigate it better going. So now when I'm feeling those things where, say, if I'm craving, say, a bit of chocolate when I've already had a big meal, I have to ask myself, hey, do you really want this or do you just need a hug right now?
So, Dil, what kind of food does your family eat in Sri Lanka over Christmas?
So we eat everything. I mean, to be honest, my religious upbringing is a bit mixed because my mom's Muslim, my dad's Buddhist, and they sent me to a Catholic school, which made for very confusing times as a child. But I still found that I was able to dip in and out of different traditions. So for me, one of the reasons I think I personally have sort of struggled with overeating is because I got to eat at so many different festivals. It wasn't just Christmas and Easter. I had Ramadan, Vesak. I had the lot. It's like they say, treat your body like a temple. My temple took all the religions in, is the difference. But I feel like for us, it was never a specific traditional thing. There is a Sri Lankan New Year in April 13th and 14th that we celebrate, and there's specific items that are, you know, served at houses during that time.
Right.
And I would be lying if I said it feels weird to get it outside that that time frame.
Uh-huh.
But having said that, when you do get something like that, say in September, it's like, oh, this feels naughty. This feels like a nice little treat.
A little taboo.
Yeah.
But of course, if it's carpet bombing of hot cross buns from Boxing Day, by the time Easter come, you're already chockers. I mean, you're full. You've been full for 5 months.
I think that's then up to the people who are having the buns. You know, I mean, I personally am excited that we can get that feeling for as long as we can during the year because family is important every day. So I guess it's the importance that you place on it. If the symbolism to you is for 1 week or 2 weeks of a year, then it's up to you to have the discipline to just have that stuff for those 2 weeks of the year and make it special for yourself.
Right.
Nikki, do you think that maybe then Murray's wife, they should just make have a conversation about finding new traditions for the rest of the year rather than trying to, you know, force in the eggs mid-year.
100%.
And Nikki, what about changing the shopping regime as well? Who does the shopping in this household?
Look, you're absolutely singing my song. I feel like if Murray has a bit of a problem with the buying of the things, hey, Muzz, jump out there, champion. Go to the supermarket. See how you want to mix up the plans for the weekend brekkies.
Yeah, celery and hummus. Go for that.
That's it. Yeah. Maybe, I love that. Maybe just plain, bland toast. So those 2 weeks of the year with the hot cross buns really pop.
I like that. Well, Andrea said on Facebook, if you're really annoyed because of a sweet bun, you need meditation or kickboxing or bourbon in your life.
All three. Mix them up.
I think
you know?
So. Yeah.
Just have a mantra of bourbon.
And in fact, someone texted in, oh no, not texted, but in Facebooked in earlier and sent a delicious photograph of hot cross bun ice cream.
Where can we find that, please? I mean, I've got my cheat day tomorrow, so I think I will try. Did you have stuff growing up, Nikki, with you, with the family, specific food items that you would only kind of say someone in the family would make that and that reminds you of that particular person?
Yes, my nan created this beautiful, we called it Old Faithful. I'm not sure if it actually has an official name, but I think Old Faithful was what she called this slice because she knew the recipe off by heart and no matter, you know, if she screwed it up a little bit, it was still going to taste pretty good. So we called it Old Faithful. And that is something that my cousins and my sister and I have tried to recreate many times because it was just this wonderful thing that she made, but it wasn't specific to a certain celebration or a certain period of the year. It was just my nana's love. It was what we had when we celebrated anything as a family. And I think that's the thing. Now we have so much opportunity to have these treats or these traditions at any time because of, consumerism.
Bearing in mind too, can I point out that if we're talking about true tradition here, when it comes to Easter, it wasn't chocolate eggs. They were hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that you dyed.
With what colour?
Yeah. Oh, like any colour you like.
Oh, right. Okay, and you hunt those.
Yeah.
And do you end up eating that as well?
Yes, you hunted the egg. That's right, Dil. And
oh,
then, and
I'm
then,
so glad to live in this generation.
So, look, there's varying responses here. Between Murray, maybe get a life and go shopping yourself. Other people on Facebook are saying, just ignore the hype and do what you need to do to be special. Others are saying, a chef has actually come on Facebook and said, it's your body, it's your stomach, you can say no. You know.
Sure, but I also feel like he's right. Murray, this is my takeaway point for Murray, is to go, hey, maybe have a chat. This is my always thing. Is like, if it's something that's bothering you about a specific thing, maybe your partner might be able to get other treats in. It doesn't have to be chocolate eggs if that's going to bug you so much.
Yeah.
But focus on the positive.
And I like that. Look, we have to say goodbye to you two, but it's been lovely to talk to Nikki Britton and comedian Dil Rukjungasena. In fact, they're both comedians, and you both have shows coming at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Dil? What's yours called?
Mine's called Cheat Days, weirdly enough. And it's March 28th till April 21st at the Victoria Hotel at 9:45 and 8:45 on
and
Sundays.
And it's about you having a cheat day once a week to eat whatever you like because you've lost 35 kilos.
35 kilos in a year. So, yeah, come and have a look. It's not it's definitely not for everyone in terms of a health plan, but, you know, I give a few tips.
Nikki, your show is called?
My show is called Once Bitten, and it's at 8:30 and 7:30 on Sundays at Melbourne Town Hall. And it's once bitten, but it's not so much about biting into Easter eggs or Easter buns.
I'm glad to hear it. Bit of discipline there. That's Nikki and Dil. And by the way, if you have a modern dilemma, we would love to hear from you. You can email us anytime you like. Just go to the Contact Us on Life Matters on the front page of the website.